I don't particularly want to know, to be honest. I don't know why.
What, that means it's not a cum stain.
If a man comes back with stains on his jeans, that's worrying.
Yeah. It was a wild night.
Well, especially after the little story that you had of trying to sneak in some...
No. No, no, no.
No, no, we won't.
No, don't do me like
no,
that.
No, we won't do you.
No, is this recording now?
Yeah.
All right, so for context, we went to an Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, yeah.
Oktober. And yeah, went to a little... Where was it?
Wendover.
Nice area, actually. And just classic big beer tent. Got some steins.
Steins.
And then there were some youths that came past, going off to drink in the fields.
I feel like I'm a backup dancer at the moment. I'm just kind of like just like repeating what you're saying.
Don't worry, bro. It'll be your time.
You them.
You them there.
Yeah.
So I just said jump in, and then they came in for a bit, one of them was like, "My mum's in there," and I was like, "She won't see you. Just chill towards the back." And they were like, "But we can't even drink. We can't get beers." And I was like, "Why not?" And they were like, "We're 14." I was like, "Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Leave this place."
Yeah, you did the right thing.
I did the right thing by enabling them, but then when I found out
their actual age,
like 14 was. Were you drinking in a field at 14?
No.
When did I get started? I think I was probably about 15.
I don't think I started drinking until I was about 17.
Yeah,
maybe 16, 17.
It's just hard to get hold of. Hard to get hold of beer, and also I never used to like beer.
Yeah, I still don't. Yeah, so even though we went to Oktoberfest yesterday, and it was fucking live, it was wild. I was dancing from my sort of memory. I was dancing on a table.
We were, and then we got told to
get off
the table,
and then I fell off.
Yeah, she said just dance on the chairs. We said, okay.
Which was so much more unsafe.
Yeah, literally the whole center of balance is thrown off.
Yeah,
it's an unsteady platform.
Very unsteady. And I really hurt myself.
Yeah.
My leg still hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, my left leg hurts from you giving me a dead leg.
Mm-hmm.
And my right leg hurts from me falling onto the chair.
The whammy.
Yeah. But I feel like it's, it's a character building.
It was.
It's character building.
And also, it was Oktoberfest. I do love Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Oktoberfest is good. Although, I don't like beer. I still don't like beer. But in the spirit of Oktoberfest, you got to drink it.
You do.
And we got to keep the cups, which was very
nice.
Yeah,
got some steins.
Got some steins. Very, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, it's good evening. Very nice.
And I feel like the Germans just do things right.
When I went to Germany, I absolutely loved it because they are like, people make jokes that, they're just really efficient and blah, blah, blah. But they are efficient as fuck. It's such a nice place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone always wants to buy a German ting.
Yeah.
If you ever wouldn't need a washing machine or a fridge or shit like that, everyone looks reliable. At German. Reliable source.
Mm.
We also have just been watching Top Gun again.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking.
Oh, yeah?
How much I fucking love Tom Cruise. I love him.
Yeah.
Love him. He's got the perfect life.
He does. He really does. I never used to like him when I was younger, but as I get older... Just starting to appreciate what a don he is.
He's a fucking genius.
He went through some like rough times with the Scientology bit.
Yeah.
In the past, and the Katie Holmes stuff didn't make him look too hot. But
yeah.
I feel like now...
For context, so apparently it was something like when she was giving birth, she wasn't allowed to scream.
I heard that.
She had to just be silent.
That's insane though. Is that possible? Did she scream? She must have screamed.
No, she didn't.
But what?
She wasn't allowed. Tom Cruise didn't allow her. That side of him, I don't particularly like.
I don't know. That sounds like a weird rumor, though. That sounds like old Marilyn Manson.
That's Scientology
removing ribs,
bro.
To suck himself off kind of rumor.
That's not a rumor. He did that.
No, he didn't. It's fucking nonsense.
He did, bro.
He removed ribs so he could suck himself off.
Yeah.
A rock star. And not as if there's like hordes of groupies trying to suck him off anyway. He has to remove ribs to do it himself. It doesn't make any sense. Think about it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, when you say
it
like that.
It does not make any sense.
When you say it like that, if he probably had rows of chicks.
He could probably just shout sex and people will appear. It'll be like a Lynx advert.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't put my hand up for Marilyn Manson there. But
just for dramatic effect. I'm going to look that up, though, about Scientology not screaming, because that's...
I'm sure, but he's still fucking like if you haven't watched Top Gun, you genuinely have to watch it. It motivates you to do so much.
Mm.
We've just got it on pause at the moment, and it's in a very weird sort of Tom Cruise face going on at the moment.
He's just made love to... yeah. What's her name?
I can't even remember what she's in.
Baby girl from... I know her name. It'll come to me in a bit, but... And I'll say it in a bit once I've finished reading this article about him addressing those rumors.
Even she leveled up as well. She looks good.
She looks amazing.
She looks real good. But you know, but even still, even though she looks that good, I still love Tom Cruise more.
Yeah, for real.
It's just mad. He's got the perfect life. Like, and if that is his life in real life,
yeah,
I fucking love him.
I saw an Instagram video of him the other day. And somebody said, like, what licenses do you have? And he was like,
yeah.
And you can see he's going through the list and he's like, got a jet license, got a boat license, yeah. Got a motorbike license, helicopter,
truck, 18 wheeler,
real estate. He just threw that in there for no reason. Yeah. Sick guy. That's how, when this podcast blows up,
and we
don't have to do a 9-to-5 anymore,
yeah.
I'm going to aspire to be like Tom Cruise.
I'm already aspiring to be like Tom Cruise. I want to play volleyball. I just don't feel comfortable taking my top off.
I know.
But then if I had a body like Tom Cruise,
yeah,
easy,
bruh. But they weren't playing volleyball. They were playing. He called it dogfight football, where it's offense and defensive American football at the same time, which sounds a lot of fun.
Yeah, but you just want to do shit like that. Go to a beach, but then our beach is like Bournemouth or something like that, and you'll probably just get cut by glass in the sand or some shit. Just wouldn't be the same effect, and you might have to get injections.
Exactly, yeah. You get tackled to the ground, and you come out with a needle in your shoulder.
Yeah. It's just, with tetanus and I don't know, HIV and stuff like that. You don't really want to take that risk.
Yeah.
Never take that risk.
Never play games in Bournemouth.
Yeah. Go to Bournemouth, but just have zero fun.
Zero. So right, here we go. It says,
go on.
In this interview with ABC News, so it's a legit one. It's not, you know, The Sun or anything like that.
Yeah.
So the belief in Scientology is that if children hear negativity while they're being born, it can cause permanent psychic scars. But several stories have reported Holmes would not be able to make any noise whatsoever, and that Cruz had a special pacifier made for her to keep quiet.
Oh, man. Yeah. He silenced her.
He fucking ball gagged your wife when she was giving birth. That's mad. No,
stick an apple in her.
And he said, neither claims are true.
Oh, right. Okay.
There you go. We just debunked that little rumor.
Yeah, Tom Cruise, you're back up there.
You're in there, my boy. You're in there. I mean, I feel like half the stuff we hear about these celebrities is made up. People just...
Oh, yeah, you would. I would make shit up, to be fair.
I reckon...
I'd love to. Imagine if someone made up some rumor about me. Like, you know, like when you're growing up, yeah?
Yeah.
If someone made a rumor about you, you'd be like, oh, man, why are you causing rumors? And blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, why are you telling people this story? It's not true, blah. Now, if someone made up a rumor about me,
yeah,
please do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do
I want to
it.
Go get creative with it as well.
Do you know what?
Say everything. I don't care.
Someone's going to do this and one of them is going to kick off and you're going to regret saying this.
What?
Because when the podcast blows up,
yeah,
we might get a bit of a following, and we already have a crazy person that listens, and they're already coming up with rumors about me,
yeah.
And I don't care because I know they're a crazy person.
Oh my god, they did come up with rumors.
Yeah, there's
but that's cool though. That's what I'm saying. It's
flattering.
It is.
If you're listening, I don't care. I think it's hilarious that you do these things. Apparently, I'm a Nazi and I'm into Hitlerism, and I've only started a podcast with this guy. To make fun of him to my white friends and all this like pages of nonsense.
Mad.
It's like, why would I start a podcast with an Asian guy if I was a Nazi?
But she didn't say it in the most nicest way.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty cool.
Oh, she DM'd you.
She slid into my DMs
saying
all of this shit about you.
Crazy. I think it's so funny. Thank you for giving me a laugh of the day.
It's impressive.
I do like your creativity.
Yeah.
But I mean, one day, you know, if it's a big audience, some of that might actually pick up. And then...
Yeah, but that's what you want, though.
But as much as you and I are saying, like, oh, you know, it's funny, there'll be some another version of you and me somewhere in like America or whatever, and they'll be like, I heard Julian fucking kills cats and makes carpets out of them or something like that, you know?
Yeah, but then that's when you got to like release the video and be like... Yeah. Hey guys, I don't kill cats.
Yeah.
I'm a normal guy.
Well, you've got like a cat scarf on and a cat hat.
Yeah,
like cat gloves.
Yeah,
I don't make carpets out of them. I do everything but.
Yeah, I just make fashion statements.
A taxidermy, but I'm making an army.
Yeah. Oh man, no, yeah, I guys, I mean, yeah, thanks for everyone that's watching this. Firstly,
yeah, I mean,
it's going up nicely.
Yeah, we're seeing some views coming in, which is cool.
Yeah, but one of you guys, please, just make a rumor.
Start a rumor,
hey, and let's see how far you go.
A lot of different places be like, oh, if you've enjoyed the podcast, like and subscribe, rate us 5 stars on Spotify. Like, you could also do that, but if you enjoy the podcast, start a rumor about us.
Yeah,
it will help spread the word of the channel and help grow the podcast.
It'll just be jokes, and it'll be funny. I've got a sneeze brewing.
Oh, don't bless. No. Don't sneeze. Bless you.
Oh, sorry, guys.
No, it's cool. You got to get those out.
Yeah.
I thought it was crazy that the origin of bless you is because they used to think it was like your soul leaving your body or something, and saying bless you would stop the demons from grabbing it on the way out while it has time to get back in you.
If I've got a sneeze coming, I'm going to be nice to the viewers and switch the mic off.
Smart. But anyway, let's go back to worshipping from Tom Cruise.
Like, even his face here.
Yeah.
So we've got the TV behind. Even in his face here, you can see he's like, I'm the fucking man.
What is his skincare routine? It is insane. He is not aged.
No, he hasn't. He's got a few wrinkles, but he's...
Bro, he's got less wrinkles than I do. How old is Tom Cruise at the moment?
At the moment, I'd say he's probably 47.
I'm going to say 52.
Oh, do you think he's...
I'm going to put him on the...
Imagine what he'd done for his 50th. If he is 52.
Oh my God, I bet he throws a naughty party.
Oh my God.
Holy shit, he's fucking 60.
What?
He's 60 years old and he's looking like that.
Fuck.
What are you doing to your skin? He's honestly must be just fucking bathing in baby blood or something. He's got to be doing something mad.
Bathing in donkey milk.
Donkey milk, 100.
Donkey jizz.
But look.
He looks good.
Where's your dark circles at, Tom?
You're not going to have dark circles.
No.
He's going to have hella makeup on.
Maybe. I don't know. He doesn't look that... I would never be able to tell. But he lives in a sunny area as well. It's not like he lives in, you know, Finland where the sun shines once a year.
No, yeah.
There's going to be sun damage. And he's got that majestic tan.
No, he's got the money to, like, have the best protection, bro.
Oh, it might be fake tan.
Yeah, it does look... No, he's got makeup on fake tan, of course, bro. And then his house is blatantly going to be next to the sea.
Yeah, I reckon he's got like one of those cryo tanks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so he starts off by plunging his face into ice water for a full 60 seconds.
I saw that. Oh my God, we should try that. Apparently that kills a hangover.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
Yeah, we'll do that after.
A nice cold shower. Going for a run sounds awful on a hangover.
Yeah.
But you sweat it all out. And I don't know if I told you about this.
Go.
There, up the road from me, there's...
One second.
Okay, oh, bless you. All right. Well, while you're doing that, I'll read out the Tom Cruise face skincare routine. So he puts his face into ice for a full 60 seconds. Then he double cleanses, applies toner, face serum, eye serum, eye cream, face moisturizer, and a neck cream. It takes 30 minutes. On busy days, he gets up at 4:30 a.m. to make sure he has time for it. That's mad. So like he's...
Neck cream?
Your neck is the first place to show signs of aging. So it makes sense that he's applying neck stuff as well. Because if your neck's like fucking 80 and your face is... What is he? He looks like he's 40s. You need to do the full thing.
No. I wouldn't say he looks 40. He looks like he's in his 45s. 45s.
Yeah, he looks like a healthy 45.
Yeah. But 60s, that is fucking Scandinavian 45. Mad.
Yeah, it is mad. What were we talking about before you just left?
His skincare regime. Fucking, I feel like we need to stop bigging him up so much.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, let's move on. Now, what I was going to say is, up the road from me.
Oh, yeah.
So, whenever I go out, obviously, hangover, I want to sweat it out. Going for a run is very painful, but you do sweat it out and you feel good after. Up the road, there's a place called, I actually won't say the name, so then you... Can't find out where I live. I'm talking to you, crazy girl.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that.
No, but it looks like a sauna. It's a health club with a sauna.
Oh yeah, you said
and,
this.
Yeah, and then I was thinking that'd be amazing. I can go for a night out on Saturday. I can go into the sauna steam room on Sunday. Just sit in there, sweat it out. That'd be amazing.
That would be good.
And then just come back, and you know, I'm better. I've got all the poisons out. Turns out it's actually a brothel.
Yeah.
Which is mad. One of the reviews.
I wouldn't trust the jacuzzi or anything. I'd be dirt.
That's
bro.
The thing. Yeah. If I do go in there now, I do want to go in there and just be like, can I just use the sauna and steam room? I don't want anyone
Oogie.
To Oogie. Penetrate me or me penetrate them. You know, I just want to steam. But yeah, obviously, I think when I go in there, there'll be like Tatiana and she'll be looking like 10 out of 10. She'll be like, I'll give you a cheeky discount. I'll be
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, but no. There's going to be there's probably going to be some fit Ukrainians in there.
It sounds like they've got quite a lot, because reading the reviews, there's multiple names that come up. There's one that's like, I spoke to a very nice girl called Claudia for the Caribbean. Definitely be going for her company again. Disgusting, lad. Disgusting.
But, how many stars has it got?
It's only got 3 stars out of 5. I feel like a lot of those.
Ropey, then.
Came in for a deep herbal massage, got a lot more than I bargained for, wasn't even enjoyable. She ended up crying after 5 minutes, which then led me to cry. 2 out of 5.
That's fucked.
Isn't it?
That is fucked. That's so bad. My God.
And this is on the high street. Like, I live on a normal high street.
Bro, I feel like you need to tell the police or something.
I'm sure they know.
Bro, that's bad. She cried?
Ended up crying. I mean, she must be new to the game. It might be her first.
No, she obviously doesn't want to be fucking there, bro. I feel like...
No, you're right.
Well, yeah. She's probably going
to
be like...
I need to go in there and investigate for scientific purposes.
Yeah. You need to go in there to see if she will cry.
Yeah.
It might have been the person.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let me see if that guy's got his photo.
Would you... I mean, again, this is like, I know, obviously, brothels are bad.
Yeah.
They're not
necessarily bad.
If you want to do it, then yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But there is a massive bad side to it. Where
there is a very dark side of like human trafficking and people doing it because they're desperate.
Yeah, exactly. Blah, yeah, blah, yeah, blah, yeah. That sort of thing. But at one point in time, it was a very affluent job, wasn't it?
Big job, yeah.
However, how unfair is it that guys don't get to do this?
Well, they do. It's just a very small market.
Yeah, but we don't though. That's what I'm saying. Would you work in a brothel?
As a prostitute?
Yeah.
No.
Would you not?
No. If I got to pick my clients, it's like, do you know, that series Hollywood on Netflix. Did you ever watch that?
No.
That was such a good... I recommend that to anyone. In that series, it starts off with a guy. And this is like... I think it's like the 60s America, like Hollywood. It's all just coming up. It's like a really good time.
Yeah.
And they're working in a car wash. But it's not a car wash. It's actually a brothel.
In a car wash.
Is it a car wash? No, it's a petrol station. And they're all dressed up in petrol station gear. And these women are coming down from the hills. And they're picking up the gas attendants. And then they go back to the hotel and they bang. And then while they're doing that, they're trying to get into acting. And then it's this really nice story. I won't say any more, but I think there is a market. I just think...
If you could pick your clients... If you had like a...
Well, that's just...
say, for example, like you would only do Asians and...
Yeah.
And the blacks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then I'll do like the whites and the tans.
Tans?
The tanned stuff. The caramel, the macchiato.
The Latinos.
The lattes.
The Latinas.
Yeah. And then someone else will do like the gilfs. Have a set of skills.
Yeah.
Like, dude, don't come here. I have a set of skills that
I... Yeah, I'm sorry, you're too pale for me. If you could see my friend, Jules.
Yeah.
Because I don't do you white.
Exactly.
I don't take your kind around here.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And then slap him with the glove.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if there was a...
Well, that's just an ideal world. That'd be amazing. Imagine if that was a job. Or I can pick who I have sex with and they pay me for it. No.
Imagine if it was an annual salary, how much would you want annually?
So is this for if I'm an actual prostitute and I don't get to choose? Or if it's an ideal world and I get to choose, I'll probably do like 25K because I reckon I could live off that And also, I'm getting to choose who I have sex with on a regular.
That'd
be pretty tidy. I think that's payment in itself.
Yeah, but it might be one of those things.
Really, like, I feel like I should be paying.
It's like it's kind of like gynecologists. Do they still? They're like, surely they don't look at pum-pums the same anymore.
No, that's what I think as well. They've just been, because it's like, you know, you don't want to take your work home with you. You've been looking at vaginas all day.
Yeah,
and then your wife comes back and spreads her legs and is like, we haven't had sex in a month, and he's just like, I'm sorry, I'm just
done with pums.
Can I just do you in the bum or something? Because I'm just fucking done with pums.
Yeah. is gynecologists just for pum-pums? Does gynecologist, do dicks come into the conversation for gynecologists?
No, they just do.
Just pums. Straight pums. Yeah. It is a bit mad because, taking your work home, you're not going to really want to do it, are you?
No. I mean, I don't. I work in a job where I have to speak to people all day. So when I come back, I don't want to speak to anyone. I've hit my word count for the day.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, my friend works in IT, speaks to no one throughout the day.
Oh.
And then he's speaking loads and I'm trying to keep up with him because he's my boy.
Dang.
I'm just like, I hit my word count like 6 hours ago.
Do you say that to him?
I just say, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I like you and everything. Yeah.
Well, you say this to him every time he talks.
No, I don't say that. No, I mean...
time he talks. I'm just trying to chat to you, man.
I know. That'd be deep. That's a proper abusive relationship. But hard day at work. Shut the fuck up. Go get me a beer. Nah, that's deep.
He's not your bitch, bro.
No, he's my boy.
Yeah.
I just go along with the conversation, but really, my heart isn't in it.
Yeah, I get that. I also wanted to say, while it's on my brain, having a nickname.
Yeah.
You know, like that little story you told me about...
About my one?
Yeah. Going to the embassy or whatever and introducing as your call name.
Oh, that one. Yeah. So
that would be gang.
So what happened was, I don't know where I am. What year is it? the story was somebody had gone there to do the police. So they went there to, I don't know, you know, just security.
Police work.
Yeah, and it was the American embassy.
Fighting crime,
wherever it may arrive.
Yeah.
Picking
up that phone.
It's the American embassy. It's in the middle of Regent's Park. If you have been around Regent's Park, there's a massive house that was all fenced off. And that is the American embassy in London, which I think is a mad location. That's a prime bit of real estate in the middle of Regent's Park.
I didn't realize how powerful embassies actually are.
Let me finish the story and then you can do that bit. But yeah, anyway so I shut down that interruption before it even came up. So they were being introduced to people and all these it was the American Air Force anniversary. And then they were coming up and they'd be like, howdy partner, my name is Carl Sign Anvil. And they were all introducing themselves by their call sign.
Yeah.
Which is mad. That's so cool.
I was thinking, what would yours be?
Like Golden Balls or something like that. my call sign.
It's a very difficult one to just put on the spot, to be fair.
Call sign Reckless. Shit.
Mine would be Mushroom.
Mushroom?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm a fun guy.
Cool.
See what I did there?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly... And bro, that's a good name, actually.
Yeah.
I might go with that. Shroom. Call me Shroom. Yeah, from now onwards.
Shroom.
Yeah, decent.
The Book of Bride podcast with Shroom and... Flamingo.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
It's just disarming, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
I'm going up against Flamingo today, but then for all you... Like, what does that mean? How did you get that name? There's so many questions. I'm inside your head.
Yeah.
Inside your head. Yeah. Can you feel me fucking your mind?
Oh, man. Flamingo.
Shroom and Flamingo. They're like, you're having a simulated dog fight with Shroom and Flamingo. I'd get shook by that. Shroom, I'd be like, these guys are fucking nuts.
Well, I'll be very worried about Flamingo, to be fair.
Yeah, just like, why?
Yeah, why?
Why? What does it mean?
Yeah, where did you get Flamingo from? That is pretty amazing, though, to be fair. Mm. Yeah. It describes you quite well, I think.
Not that lanky.
I'm not even going to explain myself.
Yeah, it doesn't need explaining. It just needs pondering.
But it's a fine line
between
having a cool name and having a road name. Because a road name is not... Why is road names so looked down upon? Yeah.
Because
all they're doing is just their call sign. We look at Maverick and fucking Maverick, okay, well, Goose.
Yeah, but that's because they're going up in jets and they're, you know, fighting for their country and stuff, and it's a very admirable thing.
Okay,
but a road name is like, what does your gang call you while you're lingering on the streets, loitering?
Yeah.
With you used outside the shop, bothering boss man.
True.
There's no honor in, no, there's no honor in it, but
no,
I mean, it's a lifestyle. And
it is a lifestyle, yeah.
Did you have a road name? I feel like you might have.
No.
Nor did I. I didn't stab enough people to get one.
But
get enough street cred.
Things are going to change now. My name's Shroom. Imagine. I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna try and get a story out there, and then have it come back round to you somehow.
Yeah.
And when this person is telling you this story, they're gonna be like, "Oh, it's from a guy called Shroom."
That would be quite funny.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
long game.
I'm gonna try and get
a bit Shroom. He's done it again.
That Shroom guy.
That's like the twist at the end of the film. Just like the villain was actually Jules the whole time.
Bruh, oh my god. I watched a film yesterday with that dude with no shoulders or whatever, from Stranger Things. You know the young one with the curly hair,
with the teeth, or whatever. Yeah.
I watched a film with him yesterday. It was fucking good. I can't remember what it's called.
You can't edge people like that.
That's true. Yeah.
Dustin. It's Dustin from Stranger Things.
Dustin from Stranger Things.
Gatin Matazel.
That's his name. Gatin.
I can't. Wait. That's challenged me now. Gatin Matazel. Matarazzo.
I feel like Flamingo will have a better linguistical.
He probably does, but just not today after all those steins last night.
Yeah, true. Go movies. Let me see.
Yeah. You take over. Yeah, I like that guy. He was
Honor Society. Straight up there. Watch it, bruh.
Yeah. Can we get a brief synopsis without any spoilers?
I don't want to ruin it. It's about it's about a lot of things, but
what's it on Netflix?
Yeah, I don't know.
Paramount Plus.
There you go. Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Ooh.
Good film. Very good film. Yeah. I don't even want to say anything.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's because I'm like that with, I don't watch any trailers because I think that they're obviously trying to sell you the film and they're showing you all the best bits of the movie in the trailer. And then that takes away from the experience when you go to see it in a film. And also you have this expectation of what the story is. So as the film's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like not knowing where it's going.
I love trailers though. I'm the opposite. I love trailers.
I love trailers as well. I like watching the trailers after the film.
It's like, bro, when Avatar comes out, my God.
I mean, the reaction I've heard from people that have watched the trailer.
You haven't seen an Avatar trailer?
No, I haven't watched it. I don't watch any trailers.
Mad. Yeah. What?
Yeah, because it just takes it away. I don't want to know anything about it. As little as I can know about the film.
But then it gets you excited for it and shit, innit?
I'm excited for it anyway. I think the start of it was when Man of Steel came out. The hype around that film was huge. They put so much money into the marketing for it. And they built it all up.
Mm.
And then when the film actually came out, it wasn't as big as the hype. Set an expectation. Yeah. And then if you don't meet that expectation in the film, like it was a good film, but the marketing around it was excellent.
So when
the film is only good, it doesn't seem like it's good anymore. It seems like it's a bad film. It diminishes the film. So then when I watched Batman versus Superman, I didn't know anything. Later when I watched the trailer, it showed the whole plot and everything and all the twists.
Yeah.
But when I didn't know what was going on, so when he goes, like, when Lex Luthor is in the alien ship and he goes, "Oh, Doomsday." And I'm like, "Oh shit, Doomsday's in it."
Oh, I see.
I thought it was like Batman and Superman from the comics where it was a completely different storyline.
Yeah.
So then when I saw it in the film, I was like, "Oh shit, it's popping off."
Wonder Woman was in it. It does make sense what you're saying, Flamingo.
Yeah.
It does make sense what you're saying.
That's why. And I've enjoyed a lot more films because of it. And exactly the same with Maverick. Part of the reason why I think it's such a good film is because my expectations were lower because of what Top Gun. Like, Top Gun wasn't a bad film, but it was cheesy 90s. And I thought it's going to be like a classic revamp. Like Jurassic World, those revamps haven't been that good.
The latest one was dog shit.
Yeah, I like Chris Pratt. I like Jeff Goldblum. I like all them as individual actors, but the whole thing I didn't think was good.
It was nice. It was a nice nostalgic feeling.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was dog shit.
Yeah. It's a shame, really. It had potential.
It did have potential. What sort of guy are you going to be now that you're Flamingo?
Shit, back to that.
Yeah. I just think Flamingo, bro.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to be a bit like...
You might have to change your dress sense.
I feel like I'm going to have to be louder.
Louder?
They're quite bright and like... You know, it's a bit like peacocking.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. It is one of those type of animals.
Yeah.
You might need to stand on one leg now and again.
Yeah, I think I need better posture.
Yeah. Flamingos have good posture.
They do have good posture.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I had to tell you to sit up.
Hey, whatever happens off camera.
Yeah. I mean, just before we started recording, he was sitting like a fucking troll.
Let me show you for you people listening on YouTube.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's quite comfortable. Well, this isn't particularly comfortable because I've got to lean forward for the mic, but that's good. Anyway, what kind of guy are you going to be for Shroom?
For Shroom? Is it a fun guy, bro?
Just a fun guy. Just out there.
Yeah, crazy.
What's he going to do next?
Who knows? And that describes me, I think. Describes me pretty well. Yeah. You never know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. I don't have a filter, unfortunately.
No, you don't.
Oh. Here
we go. Speaking of Jurassic Park.
So after you just fucking cussing it,
I'm wearing the merch.
Oh, because you went to the thing,
yeah,
innit?
Yeah, so I think that's a good segue. I went to the Jurassic Park XL experience thing. Did not have... Again, I didn't look at the trailer, so I didn't know what I was walking into. But it's mad. It was so good, bruh. Like, I won't spoil it too much, but there's animatronics that look very real.
Can you spell that word?
No. And then and then you're like walking through... they like walk you through the set. Like, there's one bit where you're in a lab and then there's actors in there saying like, oh, I work on the velociraptor eggs and the genomes.
Oh,
and
this swear. Is some of
the like it's like you're in the set.
Oh, you're in the movie.
And then each room is like a different part of the movie.
Mm.
So like you're walking through the jungle bit and then there's those big like orb things and then there's dinosaurs everywhere. And yeah, it was really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I probably would have liked going to it, maybe.
Yeah.
It's just very far.
It is far.
I don't like, I feel like it might, as you get older, the less you can be bothered to travel.
That's sad.
It's just long, isn't it?
Yeah,
but it's long. But well, and I live far.
You do live far. Yeah. For me, it wasn't too bad, but.
So I know I keep going back to it.
Okay.
But yeah, what sort of guy is Fun Guy going to be? If he was a superhero, I'm Fun Guy. Shit, I'm Shroom.
You're Shroom. I'm Flamingo.
Flamingo. What sort of superhero would Flamingo be?
I feel like he's something a bit like Black Panther. No, not Black Panther. Pink Panther. You know where he just he's kind of stealthy. He's there and then he's not. He's a bit whimsical.
Just dancing your way through life.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be like the upfront, direct kind of Avenger. He would probably be.
I feel like Flamingo might have like karate.
Yeah, definitely some sort of like flowing.
Flowing karate. Thing, yeah. Some dance karate.
Yeah,
and it'll just be very. Kata.
Yeah, just like flowing around the punches.
But in like not too aggressive, but just like flowing.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Shroom is going to be all mental, maybe like psychic powers.
Turn them
into like a different reality, man. Or something, like the room just melts and you're somewhere else.
Doctor Strange type of thing.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Or like
Ermac.
Xavier.
Do you remember Ermac?
Huh?
Mortal Kombat Ermac.
Oh yeah, I do remember Ermac. He was your little cheap character.
Yeah, sir.
Whenever you couldn't handle it and you wanted to win, you just used to pick
him. Ermac. He's got
these cheese moves that are just unbeatable.
You don't even need to.
It's like picking Eddie Guerrero in Tekken.
Eddie Gordo, bruh.
He doesn't even deserve the right name.
Eddie Guerrero from WWE.
Guerrero.
Well, isn't he the one who like killed himself or something?
No, that was...
It was Eddie Guerrero and that Latina chick, innit? I'm sure he died somehow. He died...
Eddie Guerrero. Oh, he was sick. Yeah, he had the mustache, didn't he? The Mexican guy.
Yeah, long hair. And he was with that that Latina bird. But yeah, he like killed himself or something. But yeah, Eddie Gordo was a massive... Like, I mean, majority of people played Tekken growing up, right?
I think so.
And yeah, everyone got that. Like when PlayStations were first coming out. I mean, this is for you youngsters out there. When consoles were first coming out, innit? Mm. PlayStation 1, you'd have... Oh my God, man. What a throwback, bruh. Like, you'd have to go to like Woolworths.
Yeah.
And buy that magazine and then you'd get the like free demo.
Free demo
inside.
And it would have like 7 games on it.
And it was just... Huh? 7 games? No, bruh. It just had like one game on there. And it was Tekken. I remember Tekken came out.
Mm.
The Tekken demo came out and it was just... You only had Eddie Gordo and I know how to say the name now, but back then no one knew how to say Li Xiaoyu. Remember the Oriental bird? It was like XIO some blah blah blah.
But yeah, I always thought it was Xiaoyu.
Was it Xiaoyu?
I don't know. There's a Tekken anime that's out on Netflix.
Oh, I swear.
Yeah, and he said it a little bit in that, but
is it good?
I can't remember. Yeah,
I'd watch that.
They've made Jin a bit of a mummy's boy.
Oh, okay.
They've like
that'd be quite
given him a bit of deeper character. Game. But yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It was Chris Benoit, the WWE guy that killed his family and then himself.
Yeah, no, but what did Eddie Guerrero do, bro?
Eddie Guerrero.
Why did you suddenly go to fucking Chris Benoit?
Because you said about killing people.
No, Eddie Guerrero definitely did something.
Guerrero.
Did he like fall and kill himself or some shit? Is he alive? Is he still alive?
What caused his death? Moved to WCW, where he became WCW champion.
I want to know how he died.
Why is it telling me about that when I said, how did he die? Acute heart failure.
Oh, was that it? Oh.
Underwhelming.
That was quite... I thought he did some crazy...
No, that's Chris Benoit.
Yeah, Chris Benoit, man. And he had the... What did Chris Benoit's move? Was it Crossface Crippler?
Yeah.
And he would just do that.
When you used to do that one in the playground, that one actually hurt.
Oh my God, yeah. That was disgusting. That
really, really hurt.
Before we went to Oktoberfest yesterday, we was watching some WWE, and it was fantastic.
It was cool.
It was cool. So good. And it's inspired me to get... I need to get a WWE game. Have to get it.
Yeah.
It'll be so much fun.
Are they still making them?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. We need to do it. 100% WWE is
like big now.
Let's do it.
They can afford Logan Paul. That's how you know they're big.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And he usually only does things for about $1 million these days.
Yeah.
I feel like we should... I mean, we're PC guys now, really-ish. Mm. We mix between the two.
Yeah, we were talking about starting a little like stream gaming...
Yeah, just for jokes. A
little gaming section, just for, like casual.
Yeah.
Not a regular thing, just whenever we feel like it.
Yeah. I think we should do that WWE, some Rocket
League.
That'd be
cool. Yeah.
That'd be fucking joke. I'll smash you up, bro.
What, WWE?
Yeah.
No chance.
Easily.
No
I chance. Swear to God, I will smash you up.
You have no idea how much I used to play that game.
What?
You have no idea how much I used to play that game.
Bro, you have no idea how much I played that game.
Well, neither of us have any idea.
We're both fucking clueless. What was the first WWE game you played?
I can't remember.
Exactly. That shows.
Oh yeah.
You're fucking nothing to me, bro. I remember my boy AJ from back in the day. We used to bang. I think I used to go to his house and we would play WWE. Are you even old enough to remember WWF?
I do remember WWF. Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
Don't you fucking do that shit. He just slapped me for you audio people. Remember why your leg is fucked up. Remember what happened yesterday.
Well, yeah, that's payback. That's payback for yesterday. Give me a dead leg.
No, I owe you a slap. I already owe you a slap.
Why?
Because you slapped me in Bournemouth once when I had the blindfold on and you fucking slapped me. Yeah, because you slapped me on the go-kart. No, I slapped you once. No, then you slapped me on the go-kart.
You slapped me hard in Dublin. That was in Dublin, bro.
Oh, is that when you dropped your glass? No, no.
No, no. That was just another occasion.
No, I didn't hit you, though. I just bumped into you.
This is what... How much of a prick he is, yeah?
Fuck you.
It is. No, I'm telling him the story. So he was in a bar in Dublin. Drinks these days aren't fucking cheap. Everyone knows this, yeah? Oh, my God. I'm going to tell him two stories, actually.
All right, just get that hand out of my face because the trust is gone.
I won't slap you, bro.
All right, cool.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
don't. Yeah, so in Dublin, Dublin, bought like, I always drink spirits, so it was like, I don't know, JD and Coke or whatever. Mm. On the dance floor with this fucking JD and Coke or whatever, and he just comes up to me and just fucking knocks it out of my hand. He just slaps it, just bang, and just laughed and walked away.
Yeah, because it made us, it smashed. It made such a loud noise, and like the music cut out, and everyone looked at him.
Yeah, and it was so and he's funny. Just laughing.
But prior to that happening, we had gone all the way to Ireland.
Yeah,
and you had spent 2 hours maybe having a nap, messing around when we were meant to be going out on Saturday night in Dublin.
There was that.
So I was wound up. And also, I said, just because he's not drinking doesn't mean that... I mean, yeah, you were preoccupied with something.
But just because
you weren't drinking, I was like, I'm going to get smashed on my own.
Yeah.
So then I was already wrecked. And then I was wound up because I was drinking alone in a hotel room.
Yeah.
I think I was watching some sort of like weird... Daniel Radcliffe
that's fair enough.
When he has a horn. So I was like,
that was terrible.
I was like, you know what? I'm fucking getting him today.
And then another, I think it still hurts me, this one.
I don't remember the first one.
Well, you don't remember the glass?
No, I remember the glass. What's this?
No, the glass one was one thing. The second thing was when we was at Summer Social. I just bought my food that we had to queue for fucking ages. And then he just came up to me and fucking slapped my food out of my hand.
No, you had about a quarter left. You were mostly done.
It was all my chips. All my chips. He just went, boof. And I actually got...
That's the first time I've seen you like get really angry.
Yeah, I actually got a bit angry. Yeah. But even, like, for the people that know me, I hate wasting food. I do not waste food.
There was barely any food. It was a handful of chips.
Oh, shut up. You know. And then the slap occasion was in Dublin.
Yeah.
And then it was, for some reason, we was in some gardens or something like that. And you didn't even do it with your hand. You had, we had like a
map.
Yeah, the map brochure or something like that.
Is that the first, is that That's the origin of the slapping?
Yeah.
With a map.
You slapped the shit out of me with that map. Slap the crap out of me, bro. You had it rolled up. You rolled it up and slapped the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Which then started a slapping feud.
That's crazy. I did not realize that's the origin of it.
Yeah. And for me,
the origin of it is when we were on Go. We were doing bumper cars.
No, that was me getting you back.
Yeah, but for me, that was the start of it. I didn't realize that you were retaliating for something that I'd done.
We
were going around on bumper cars, and he came around like around the stern of the fucking thing. He came around in front of me, and he just slapped me like, right across the face whilst moving on the bumper cars.
Yeah,
and then I was just like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, but
we were with a big group of mates as well, and I was just like, I'm just going for this guy, and I just
remember when we was in Dublin, I said, I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to get you back. I'm going to fucking get you back.
That's wild.
And it was about 2 years later.
Yeah,
we was on these bumper cars, and I just slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah, and then in I think it was Bournemouth or in Clacton, we were playing a card game, and I had to close my eyes, and then you videoed yourself slapping me while I had my eyes closed. So I said, I owe you a slap because we...
Yeah, but you slapped me then.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You I remember by the door, you fucking slapped me. Maybe. Bro, you always fucking try and inflict pain on me all the time.
That's because you do silly shit like slapping me on camera. You've just done it twice. I've never slapped you on camera. In front of all
I just
these,
did it once.
We have loads of new listeners, man.
I just did it once.
The tone of this podcast has changed, man. it went from worshipping Tom Cruise to now going... It's like those old, like...
Calm down, Flamingo.
You know, like, how did this big feud start?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, he started it. And he's like, no, you started it. And then, you know, you sit down at a table and you realize it's just miscommunication.
It's Schumann, hey, Flamingo.
Hey, they're gonna beat us in the dogfight if we're already fighting each other.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, on that note,
well, I'm still gonna get you with a slap, just so you know.
All right. Why?
Because you just slapped me.
I've still got a dead leg from yesterday.
That is completely
different. I've had a 12-hour dead leg.
Dead leg is I mean, no, you started a fight first and then I gave you a dead leg. Yeah. It's not like I started a fight now and then you slapped me. Yeah, that was completely uncalled for. I owe you a slap and I'm going to do you a service, you listeners. I'm going to do it on camera sometime.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Yeah. Good.
Is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Yeah, peace.